On this week's episode of Wildcard, actor Chris Pine tells us it's okay not to be perfect.
My film got absolutely decimated when it premiered, which brings up for me one of my primary triggers or whatever is like not being liked.
I'm Rachel Martin. Chris Pine on how to find joy in imperfection. That's on NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, the game where cards control the conversation.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The World Health Organization says it only has 2 days' worth of fuel left to continue medical operations in southern Gaza. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says that hospitals stand to lose out if the situation doesn't change soon.
The Rafah crossing from Egypt into Gaza remains closed, which is a major access point for supplies into Gaza. Fuel that we expected to be allowed in today has not been allowed in, meaning we only have enough fuel to run health services in the south for 3 more days.
Border crossings in southern Gaza were closed earlier in the week as Israeli forces launched a limited operation to halt a shipment of weapons to Hamas. U.S. officials say shipments of offensive weapons to Israel will be halted if any major ground operation is launched in the city of Rafah. The chancellor of Florida State University is rejecting criticism of the state's decision to use police force to quell pro-Palestinian protests. Daniel Pryor of Central Florida Public Media reports that in some cases, police force was used at the direction of Governor DeSantis.
The head of Florida's public university system, Ray Rodriguez, is calling the state's use of law enforcement at pro-Palestinian protests the proper use of force. His remarks came in a letter sent to PEN America, a group that champions freedom of expression and that criticized Florida's response to the protests. Rodriguez says Florida respects First Amendment rights, but it's ultimately a law and order state. He notes that not all the pro-Palestinian protests have been peaceful and says that bringing in law enforcement has allowed classes, finals, and commencements to go on uninterrupted. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
A New York judge has denied another motion for a mistrial in the fraud case against former President Trump. Defense attorneys argued that testimony from adult film star Stormy Daniels was prejudicial. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has more.
After 2 days of graphic testimony about a sexual encounter with Donald Trump, Stormy Daniels left the stand, having told her story about both the sex and the money. Trump's attorneys say the image she left in her wake was so prejudicial they can't recover. Daniels gave details of coming out of a bathroom to see Trump in his underwear, how she felt a power imbalance. The defense said her testimony was a dog whistle for rape, but prosecutors said her account shows why Trump was so worried about the story going public right before the 2016 election and right after tape surfaced of Trump boasting about groping women and getting away with it. The judge said defense attorneys in their opening statement had opened the door by denying the encounter with Stormy Daniels took place, and the prosecution was entitled to present details that could corroborate her account.
Andrea Bernstein in New York. This is NPR. The Department of Veterans Affairs is still trying to recover nearly $11 million in taxpayer-funded bonuses that were granted to its executives last year. All agency officials were ordered last September to return the money. A new investigation finds that more than 180 agency leaders were awarded bonuses of more than $100,000. The money was taken from funds that Congress had approved for recruiting and retaining VA staff. Haiti's new transitional council is walking back some of its decisions. The council now says it will re-elect a transitional prime minister and may consider a rotating presidency. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, Haiti's capital is experiencing relative calm.
The streets of Port-au-Prince are remarkably normal. There's traffic and sellers on the streets. Kids head to school, adults to work. But on our ride across the city, we spot 2 dead bodies on the side of the road. The local morgue has been burnt by gangs, so sometimes bodies just stay there. At a park near the National Palace, the talk is all about the International Peacekeeping Force, expected to deploy in the coming weeks. Some say it'll cause more problems, nor do they want foreign troops here. But Jean Adjean shouts that he is sick of the violence. Send us heavily armed men, he says. He was forced out of his home by warring gangs. All he wants, he says, is peace, no matter how it comes. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
U.S. futures are flat and after-hours trading on Wall Street following Thursday's gains. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.